Welcome to Kansas Ag Report. I'm Ken Rogers. On the program today, we catch up with Colin Woodall from the National Cattlemen's Beef Association on what's going on in D.C. And Sam O'Toole with New Frontier Ag will talk about what's hot in farm machinery. We'll also hear from Kansas Corn, Kansas Wheat, the Kansas Farm Bureau, Kansas Livestock Association, and Paragon Ag Advisors. Ag News in a moment.
Closed captioning brought to you by Farm Bureau, a grassroots ag organization representing the state's farmers and ranchers since 1919. KFB.org. Kansas Wheat Commission, leaders in the adoption of profitable innovations for wheat. Online at kswheat.com. Kansas Livestock Association, supporting our members' business interests to meet consumers' demands.
Created with KLA. KLA.org.
Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue this week defended every aspect of his proposal to move some USDA offices out of the Washington, D.C. area. USDA has plans to place the Economic Research Service under the Office of Chief Economist and also move most of the National Institute of Food and Agriculture employees out of Washington. In a letter to the Senate Ag Committee leadership, Perdue said that he hopes to announce a location to which most of the ERS and NIFA employees would be moved by January, then open up operations in their new location by sometime next summer. Perdue sent the letter as opposition to the plan started to intensify. Last week, if you recall, Kansas U.S. Senator Jerry Moran wrote a letter to Perdue encouraging these operations to move to Kansas. Well, the new Korean-U.S. trade agreement known as CORUS is offering a sigh of relief for U.S. beef and pork. U.S. Meat Export Federation says the market access terms secured in the original CORUS not only helped increase U.S. red meat's market share in South Korea, but it also boosted consumption by making U.S. beef and pork products more affordable and accessible to Korean consumers. Now, those terms are maintained in the new agreement, and a USDA official said nothing has changed for agriculture. So U.S. red meat exports to Korea set a record last year, $1.7 billion, up 19% year over year and up 69% from 2012. That's when CORUS entered into force. Now, if this trend continues with both U.S. beef and pork exports, the values will increase more than 50% compared to a year ago. The U.S. is the largest supplier of beef to Korea, and Korea now the second largest value market for U.S. beef and the fourth largest for U.S. pork. Well, it's a busy time in rural Kansas. Fall harvest underway. Cattle are coming home. Calves are being weaned, and the wheat planting continues. This is payday for Kansas farmers and ranchers. So we encourage you to take time for safety. And those that are on our Kansas roadways, be on the lookout for some large machinery and be prepared to take a little extra time getting where you need to go. Let's bring in Sue Schulte now with Kansas Corn.
Hi, I'm Sue Schulte with Kansas Corn, and here's what's going on with the Kansas Corn Commission. The Commission invests checkoff funds into market development, education, research, and promotion efforts. Here's an update on Kansas Corn's innovative education program. Kansas Corn reached over 20,000 Kansas K-12 students last year with lessons and materials that teach science with corn, biotechnology, and ethanol. The Kansas Corn STEM program provides lessons and materials for kindergarten through fifth grade. The popular Seed to STEM curriculum for middle and high school science classes and lessons for ag science educators as well. What makes the Kansas Corn STEM program unique is that it also provides materials and lab equipment needed to teach the lessons and carry out lab experiments. Kansas Corn's Teacher Advisory Board helps develop curriculum and also leads the Seed to STEM workshops, making it a program by teachers for teachers. The Kansas Corn Commission created the program recognizing the key roles that science and technology play in corn farming and wanted to support STEM education in Kansas schools to build knowledge about the connection between science and agriculture. Kansas Corn offers the lessons and materials at no cost to Kansas teachers who want to incorporate the Kansas Corn STEM lessons in their classrooms. Teachers can download the lessons and can request materials from the kscorn.com website. Find out more by following Kansas Corn on social media or by visiting our website at kscorn.com.
This segment brought to you by Kansas Livestock Association, supporting our members' business interests to meet consumers' demands. KLA.org. Oldie Seed Farms, carrying soil-specific seed.
Created with free
Find them on the web at
oldieseed.com.
That's OHLDEseed.com. Grass and Grain, online or in the mail. Keeping Kansas farmers informed for over 60 years. Grassandgrain.com. Kansas Wheat Commission, leaders in the adoption of profitable innovations for wheat. Online at kswheat.com.
Well, many things remain on the congressional to-do list, including a farm bill, several appropriation bills, and others, leaving the work until after the general election in a lame duck. We caught up with Colin Woodall, Vice President of Government Relations with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association.
A lot of disappointment in town right now among all the agriculture groups that yet once again we find ourselves with a deadline that Congress is not going to meet. And that is the 30th of September when the 2014 Farm Bill expires and the replacement
Created
bill
free
is not ready.
For non-commercial
it's
use.
Extremely disappointing because Congress had plenty of time to act. Matter of fact, when you look at the action by the House and Senate Ag Committees, they had more than enough time to be able to work this out. And unfortunately, for any number of reasons, they have failed to be able to put a bill back in front of the House and the Senate and on the president's desk in time to be signed. So there's going to be a portion of the fall where all of us in agriculture are in limbo because we don't know whether or not they will pass an extension or just kind of leave the programs open-ended. And both are discussions that have been taking place here recently. So a lot of uncertainty. And as we all know, agriculture does not like uncertainty.
One of the concerns is, what about some of the programs that may or may not be funded come Monday? And many are concerned about the foreign market development programs.
You know, and that is something we're trying to get our hands on right now, is a true list of what does and does not continue.
Created
we
with
know
free version
that
for non-commercial
crop
use.
Insurance and a lot of the other safety net programs will continue throughout the fall, but there also are a handful of programs like foreign market development and the market access program, which we depend on, that very well could be eliminated. We know that they are not authorized in the same way that a lot of the other commodity programs and conservation programs are, so we could find ourselves without that money available for promotion. And these two programs in particular are extremely important for the beef industry because that's money that's used by the U.S. Meat Export Federation to promote our product in overseas markets. And we have seen the benefit of these programs with all of the additional access and great results we have seen in places like Japan, South Korea, and other Asian markets. So losing that would be a big hit to us and arguably as big a hit as any of the tariffs that we have seen thus far.
Woodall says he's fairly confident that there will be something for a vaccine bank for foot and mouth disease, just not maybe as much as what some in agriculture have wanted. When we return, Sam O'Toole talks machinery trends here on the Kansas Ag Report.
This segment brought to you by Farm Bureau, a grassroots ag organization representing the state's farmers and ranchers since 1919. KFB.org. Oldie Seed Farms, carrying soil-specific seed. Find them on the web at oldieseed.com. That's OHLDEseed.com. Grass and Grain, online or in the mail. Keeping Kansas farmers informed for over 60 years. Grassandgrain.com. Kansas Wheat Commission, leaders in the adoption of profitable innovations for wheat. Online at kswheat.com.
Well, welcome back. It's time now for our kind of quarterly conversation, if you will, with Sam O'Toole, a New Frontier Ag right across the border into McCook, Nebraska. Sam, let's, I guess, here we are into fall now. Maybe give us a little taste of what summer was like and how things are going right now in the machinery business.
We had a real strong spring and summer with about all the equipment across the board. Tillage was actually really strong this year, probably stronger than it had been in the last two or three years. Tractors are rebounding really good. There's still a lot of inventory out there for combines. It seems like that hasn't found its place yet. But it seems like everything else is selling good.
Well, you know, we have a larger than, I guess, usual, at least out here in the Western Corn Belt, of fall crops. You get some conversations with some folks maybe wanting maybe an additional machine to make sure the crop
created
gets in on a timely
basis.
Created
with free version for non-commercial use.
We've been seeing more people look at grain carts, maybe getting a second grain cart. And machines, we have seen some guys with smaller machines updating to bigger combines. But that's combines are still pretty soft, though.
Another thing you do, Sam, is you deal in financing whatever piece of equipment that is, also working with producers in keeping that operation going. We all know that this year the farm income is going to be down, so farmers are looking for different options, maybe banks or other things. So talk about that world, how things are with maybe those non-traditional, those other ways of financing machinery and other things.
It seems like anything above $100,000, maybe $150,000, they're going lease way, and then anything below that, we're just doing regular traditional financing.
Okay.
Created with free version for
really
non-commercial use.
And is the leasing arrangement still as it was, say, 18, 24 months ago?
There's been some adjustments in the residual values, but it's still a very, very good option, and a lot of guys are still going that way.
Okay, so what's the hot piece of equipment right now?
Tractors. Tractors seem to be going really well. Land rollers for a lot of these guys that are doing cover crops. The land roller seems to be a hot item. Got a lot of people calling on that.
Okay. Folks, find your website. Where is it?
NewFrontierAg.com, or they can reach me at 308-340-8989.
All right, Sam, appreciate the update, and we'll talk to you again probably in a few more months, get the take as we are being winter. So
okay.
Thanks.
Thank you again.
Sam O'Toole with New Frontier Ag has joined us. Stay with us. We'll have more on the Kansas Ag Report.
All over the country, more
created
and more
with free versions for non-commercial use
to biodiesel made from U.S. soybean oil. And the decision continues, improving the health and welfare for millions of Americans while adding billions to our national economy.
What does a brighter, more sustainable future look like in our cities and towns, and how do we get there? When New York needed an alternative fuel source to reduce carbon emissions, the city found what it needed in biodiesel made from U.S. soybean oil.
Many seed companies claim to offer the latest genetics, but how many have tested those genetics in soils just like yours? The Oldie Seed Know-to-Grow Research Program has fully tested the latest seed genetics in soils that are right in your neighborhood. The Oldie Seed Know-to-Grow Program can recommend the best performing hybrids from technologies like Enlist, Extend, and Liberty Link that will optimize the yield and profit of every acre on your farm. Contact Oldie Seed today.
Spring has sprung, and Premier Farm and Home has what you need to keep your yard crabgrass free throughout the season. With a complete line of pre-emergence, you can stop crabgrass before it starts. Premier Farm and Home, 900 Southwest University Boulevard, or find them on the web at heycow.com.
Kansas State University, through the International Wheat Genome Sequencing Consortium, recently published a detailed description of the genome of bread wheat. Sequencing the bread wheat genome was long considered an impossible task due to its enormous size, its 5 times larger than the human genome, and complexity. This work will pave the way for the production of wheat varieties better adapted to climate challenges, with higher yields, enhanced nutritional quality, and improved sustainability. According to Bikram Gill, distinguished professor at K-State, it is a dream come true for Kansas wheat farmers who were the first to invest in the wheat genome sequencing project and pivotal in rallying U.S. wheat farmers in support of the wheat genome sequencing project. Kansas wheat farmers have been supporting the efforts through the Kansas Wheat Commission's wheat assessment since 2005, with a cumulative amount of nearly a quarter of $1 million.
Wheat breeders will be able to more rapidly identify genes and improve agronomic traits such as yield, grain quality, resistance to fungal diseases, and tolerance to physical stress, and produce hardier wheat varieties. K-State wheat breeder Alan Fritz says having a sequence of the wheat genome is a turbocharger for wheat breeding. It's expected that the availability of a high-quality reference genome sequence will boost wheat improvement over the next decades, with benefits similar to those observed with maize and rice after their reference sequences were produced.
What if sustainability were synonymous with U.S. soy? If energy efficiency, water quality, and soil health help define U.S. soy's value, that future is here, the time is now. To meet end-user demands, the Soybean Checkoff is committing to sustainability that's achievable, worthwhile, and enduring. A message from the Kansas Soybean Commission, the Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers.
The producer-funded Kansas Wheat Innovation Center was built to get improved varieties into the hands of farmers faster. Kansas Wheat, farmers advancing their future through wheat genetics research.
Kansas Farm Bureau, the voice of agriculture, represents grassroots agriculture. The state's largest and most powerful farm organization stands up for its members through leadership development, agriculture education, legal defense, environmental advocacy, farm safety, and risk management. Members also enjoy money-saving benefits. To join our organization today or to learn more, go to www.kfb.org or find us on Facebook and Twitter.
What does a brighter, more sustainable future look like in our cities and towns, and how do we get there? When New York needed an alternative fuel source to reduce carbon emissions, the city found what it needed in biodiesel made from U.S. soybean oil.
Many seed companies claim to offer the latest genetics. But how many have tested those genetics in soils just like yours? The Oldie Seed Know-to-Grow Research Program has fully tested the latest seed genetics in soils that are right in your neighborhood. The Oldie Seed Know-to-Grow Program can recommend the best performing hybrids from technologies like Enlist, Extend, and Liberty Link that will optimize the yield and profit of every acre on your farm. Contact Oldie Seed today.
Non-commercial
I am Jim
use.
Dury, and I represent the 8th District for Kansas Farm Bureau, which is in the southwest corner of Kansas. This fall is going to be really interesting when we have basically a three-way race for the first time in a while. We have had independent candidates in the past, but probably not as dominant as what the independent party has surfaced in the past. So through our Vote FBF process, which is a grassroots process, I mean, it's brought up through each county has the opportunity to surface and to basically elect those candidates or put those candidates forth that they support. And then it's brought here to the state office. We try really, really hard to get our local input and give every county, every CEC, a county election committee, every opportunity to put forth their support or their selected candidate that they support. After the primary, then we'll go back to those counties.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Candidate from each party, no matter what race it is, then we give them the opportunity to choose, make a selection again for the general election. So that process, we're very diligent in that, and we're very intentional in that, in that we want our local support from our members so that we know, you know, as an organization, as a state organization, before we make those endorsements, we make sure that that's what our members want.
Youth from 93 counties have entered 2,026 animals in the 86th Kansas Junior Livestock Show. A total of 806 exhibitors plan to bring 125 market steers, 363 breeding heifers, 245 market hogs, 313 breeding gilts, 308 market lambs, 294 breeding ewes, 203 market goats, and 175 commercial doe kids to the show. The statewide event will take place October 5th through the 7th at the Kansas State Fairgrounds in Hutchinson. The show will award cash to exhibitors of the top five animals in both market and breeding shows for all four species. Separate from the selection of species champions, a showmanship contest will be held. The Junior Livestock Show will present a number of scholarships during the show to exhibitors who have excelled academically, in community service, and in 4-H and FFA. This is the 26th year for the scholarship program, which has awarded a total of $431,000 to 313 Junior Livestock Show exhibitors since 1993. The Kansas Livestock Foundation will sponsor a club calf show and sale in conjunction with the show. Steer and heifer prospects will sell October 6th, with the commission proceeds going toward the foundation's Youth in Agriculture Scholarships. The Kansas Livestock Association, Kansas State University, and the Agribusiness Council of Wichita serve as the three major sponsors of the show.
What does a brighter, more sustainable future look like in our cities and towns, and how do we get there? When New York needed an alternative fuel source to reduce carbon emissions, the city found what it needed in biodiesel made from U.S. soybean oil.
Many seed companies claim to offer the latest genetics, but how many have tested those genetics in soils just like yours? The Oldie Seed Know-to-Grow Research Program has fully tested the latest seed genetics in soils that are right in your neighborhood. The Oldie Seed Know-to-Grow Program can recommend the best performing hybrids from technologies like Enlist, Extend, and Liberty Link that will optimize the yield and profit of every acre on your farm. Contact Oldie Seed today.
Good morning, I'm Darren Van Vactor with Paragon Ag. The trade war continues on. President Trump followed through with his plan to levy an additional 10% tariff on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods earlier this week. There was a bit of a twist to the plan, as the 10% actually ratchets up to 25% by year's end. China quickly responded with a new proposed tariff on $60 billion of U.S. goods as well. We'll have to wait out the trade dispute, as both sides seem to be getting further away from resolving their differences as opposed to coming closer together. These latest developments have coupled with a bearish USDA report to push the market to fresh new lows in both corn and beans on the week. Wheat has felt the effects on the December contract, but the December contract is holding its previous lows. Cattle have been the bright spot over the past week, pushing to fresh highs for many of the monthly contract. The question becomes, can we hold the latest move, or is a pullback in store for us? Summer grilling season is starting to slow down. So what's next? Attention will be heavily focused on the numbers from Friday's cattle on feed report. These markets can be unforgiving at times, but this year there is some assistance. Make it a priority to speak with your FSA office or visit farmers.gov to investigate the information you'll need to qualify for the Farmers Aid package. Every year is unique and every operation has its challenges. If you have questions, we'd be happy to help. Give us a call here at Paragon Ag Advisors, 888-452-8751. I'm Darren Van Vactor. Be safe and have a great week.
Agriculture information on your computer or mobile device, news and views on grains, livestock, policy, and opinions from newsmakers can be found by liking AgView on Facebook and on Twitter. Follow AgView News, a reliable and relevant source, agview.net.
Closed captioning brought to you by
The Soybean Checkoff. Progress powered by Kansas farmers. KansasSoybeans.org.
Farm Bureau, a grassroots ag organization representing the state's farmers and ranchers since 1919. KFB.org.
Kansas Weed Commission. Created leaders in the adoption of profitable innovations for wheat. Online at kswheat.com. Kansas Livestock Association. Supporting our members' business interests to meet consumers' demands. KLA.org.
Spring has sprung, and Premier Farm and Home has what you need to keep your yard crabgrass-free throughout the season. With a complete line of pre-emergence, you can stop crabgrass before it starts. Premier Farm and Home, 900 Southwest University Boulevard, or find them on the web at heycow.com.
What if sustainability were synonymous with U.S. soy? If energy efficiency, water quality, and soil health help define U.S. soy's value, that future is here, the time is now. To meet end-user demands, the Soybean Checkoff is committing to sustainability that's achievable, worthwhile, and enduring. A message from the Kansas Soybean Commission, the Soybean Checkoff. Progress powered by Kansas farmers.
Kansas Farm Bureau, the voice of agriculture, represents grassroots agriculture. The state's largest and most powerful farm organization stands up for its members through leadership development, agriculture education, legal defense, environmental advocacy, farm safety, and risk management. Members also enjoy money-saving benefits. To join our organization today or to learn more, go to www.kfb.org or find us on Facebook and Twitter.
The producer-funded Kansas Wheat Innovation Center was built to get improved varieties into the hands of farmers faster. Kansas Wheat, farmers advancing their future through wheat genetics research.
All over the country, more and more communities are making the change to biodiesel made from U.S. soybean oil. And the decision continues, improving the health and welfare for millions of Americans while adding billions to our national economy.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
What does a brighter, more sustainable future look like in our cities and towns, and how do we get there? When New York needed an alternative fuel source to reduce carbon emissions, the city found what it needed in biodiesel made from U.S. soybean oil.
Well, that's our show this week. You can watch the show again at KansasAgReport.net or now hear the audio version of the program in podcast form by going to CastBox.fm and search Kansas Ag Report, then subscribe. You can also be social with us on Facebook and Twitter. Thanks for watching the Kansas Ag Report. I'm Ken Rogers, wishing you a safe and productive harvest. We'll see you next week.